Look, here November 13th, 1944, the war criminals, General de Gaulle and Sir Winston Churchill, met in a snowy area in the east of France in a castle by the name of Montalembert, near the town of Mesh, right next to the Swiss border. And it says in the text, what could possibly be the reason for this visit? In the middle of World War II in this little snowy town. Hey, Swizzy, maybe you can tell us what the hotshots were doing at your border, eh? And why it couldn't wait until at least the snow would be gone a little bit. Why that's urgent? The hotshots always mate in castles because that's where they all originate from. Churchill was born in England in the castle of Blenheim with a German name, Heim. It's German and it means home. Now, does that sound Gotha Coburg or something? And in the same town of Mesh and same snowy mountainous area, there was a very large French family of 10 brothers and sisters who were all in the French resistance. Here's their name, Jacquemet. Some of them got shot, 7 got deported to the concentration camps in Germany, and only 3 came back alive. Here you can see it, the whole soccer team is the same family. Jacquemet, 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 Jacquemet. 4 of the Jacquemet brothers got murdered in the concentration camps by the Nazis. And the Jacquemet family was the biggest resistance family in France who suffered the biggest losses as for a single French family engaged in the resistance. Too bad not more Frenchies did a little bit more to liberate themselves, so we wouldn't have risked our necks for them at the beaches and whatnot. Now, watch that film here I shot 10 years ago at Omaha Beach, Normandy. You'll be shocked what you're gonna witness and from what satanic ritual they all died.
Okay. Donc, Vous avez 86 ans et
oui.
La famille, le nom de la famille,
Jacquemet Martin.
Jacquemet. So this guy is, he's 86 years old and family name Jacquemet. And all these people here, many of them, they were in the French resistance. Well, there wasn't very much French resistance actually, but and many of them died. Ce sont lesquels donc qui sont morts donc dans la guerre?
Maurice.
So, yeah, this young guy here, il avait quoi? 16 ans, non?
Joseph.
Il avait 16 ans, oui. Lui?
Oui.
He was only 16 years old and he was...
Paul.
Comment?
Paul, là, celui-là.
Lequel?
Là, Paul.
Ok.
Et René.
René, ça se fait cela, non?
Là, le plus jeune, oui.
Ouais. Et il avait quel âge, le jeune?
Oh, il devait avoir 20 et quelques années.
Lequel, le Paul ou le René? J'ai les dates de naissance du René, 1923.
So, this one, he died. They were all members of the resistance. There was not very much in France, but here in the East. And... Celui-là aussi, hein, il est mort.
Ah non, il est mort. Celui-là, il a été blessé devant chez moi. Il a reçu une rafale de mitraillette dans le ventre.
And this guy, he got wounded.
C'est celui-là qui est mort.
Celui-là, il est mort.
Celui-là est mort dans les camps. Lui, il a été blessé.
This guy,
et il s'est sauvé en Suisse.
This guy here, he had a, he got machine gunned. He got a lot of bullets in his stomach, but he survived. And this one, he died in the Nazi camps, this one. So this is quite rare. The whole family was in the resistance, like.
Puis c'est là qu'a été blessé.
Ouais.
Balle au menton qui est sortie dans le cou.
Celui-là.
Elle,
oh,
elle.
Yeah, and this woman, she was also in the resistance, and she had a bullet in her chin. Elle a survécu, donc.
Oui, ce n'est pas longtemps qu'elle est morte.
Ah, she died not very long time ago.
Yeah. Elle a fait la déportation, elle.
Alors, il y a donc 10 membres de votre famille qui ont été déportés. Il y a 4 qui sont morts dans les camps de concentration. So there, well, of course, the family was a lot bigger, and there are 10 who got deported because they were members of the resistance, and 4 died in the concentration camps. And these guys here, they died in combat. Et vous étiez aussi dans la guerre d'Algérie, donc?
Moi, oui. J'ai fait 3 ans, moi.
3 ans. Et c'était une guerre entre des Français et des Français, au début?
Ben, exactement.
Contre des pieds noirs. Donc, de Gaulle, c'est un menteur, quoi.
C'est plutôt triste.
Ouais. He says de Gaulle is a liar. And the war in Algeria, it was in the beginning a war. Between French and French, they had 2 million French who worked there, and of course the aristocracy wanted all for themselves, and they said, well, the people of Algeria, well, you know, they are like, they want their own country, like, and so they lied, you know. And, well, it all went to the Arab aristocracy. 2 million French, they got, you know, kicked out by de Gaulle, you know. Et après?
So the pictures I showed you were out of this book that was lent to me to make this video about it. And there was the town where Churchill was in the same time and where this resistance was. So there must have been going on something, folks. You understand what I mean? It's all next to Switzerland, eh? And we all see the Templars V here, right? Oh, look at that, friends. You got a lot of medals here, same town here, but they couldn't quite liberate themselves. Okay. And for those who read and understand French, it was Le Marquis de Combe de Loge. And here it says again, Famille Jacquemet. Now, this is all the points where they attacked the Germans, probably.
Ouais,
maintenant.
Moi, ce qu'il y a eu quand tous mes parents sont partis dans les camps de concentration. Comme j'avais la double nationalité française et suisse, j'ai été ramassé par des familles suisses. Alors, j'ai dû vivre 3 ans en Suisse.
Pendant la guerre?
Alors, je suis allé à l'orphelinat, je suis allé dans des fermes, j'ai voyagé.
Pendant la guerre?
Oui, oui.
Oh. Oui, oui. He said, like, here in the east
donc,
of France...
Ça devait être,
ça devait... Here in the east of France, they all got the double... As I told you, it's a buffer zone. And he just said, like, he had the double nationality, Swiss and French. So during the war, the Swiss, they took him in Switzerland, which is quite remarkable, isn't it? Hein? Oui.
Alors, j'ai dû rester 2 à 3 ans en Suisse, puis je suis revenu après que mon père n'était pas rentré des camps de concentration.
So the Swiss, they took him like 3 years during the war in Switzerland. At the same time, they kicked all the Jews out, hein? And their children. And because this here is the buffer zone. So you see people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this it's very rare that this was a real people of resistance fighters, and there was not very much resistance in France, so this is quite special, eh?
And some more, wish you happy reading, der Spanspors, and some more.
Comment? Ils ont tué 2-3 Français, là, au Comte de Loge. C'est dommage, j'ai le bouquin là.
Ah, vous pouvez le chercher le bouquin? Comme ça j'ai le film.
Peut-être pas maintenant parce que c'est un petit bordel, mais je pourrais aller le chercher, oui, je pourrais le trouver.
So here's a commemoration tombstone. You can see this here. I think this is written on it. Au vous dont le nom d'or inscrira. Oh, I don't know. Le Marquis de la Combe de Loge. Now this, I can tell you, this is a cold region, people. It's all the time snowy here. And I can tell you so because I've been sleeping outside here. Like the last picture you saw of me in my tent. I had to dig myself in the snow. So here's that tombstone where the fighting took place, La Combe de Loge. And this area is like Siberia, I tell you. So this is the poem which is written on the tombstone. Shall I read it out for you? No, no, please no. Okay, well, I'll try. Le Marquis de La Combe de Loge, au vous dont le nom d'or s'inscrira sur les marbres. Et vous, frères obscurs, qui, sur vos terres trenues, n'avez qu'une croix faite avec deux branches d'arbres. Ô vous, morts glorieux, et vous, morts inconnus, pauvres corps entassés dans la fosse commune, et vous, membres, et par qu'on n'a point enterré, vous qui n'avez pas même un peu de terre brune, pour vous couvrir mort pour la terre, ô mort sacrée.
Oh, dans la neige. Il n'y a pas de neige à cette époque-là. Et c'est là qu'ils ont été dénoncés et puis qu'ils ont été assassinés. Mais c'est dommage. Tu l'as su, je l'aurais trouvé avant, mais je ne peux pas me baisser.
Ils ont été. So he said that the resistance, they got all betrayed by the French here. In spite of the fact the resistance was French.
Parce que moi, il faudrait que tu reviennes, que je le montre.
Plateau de la Combe de Loge, where the fighting took place. It looks a bit like the Battle of the Bulge here, you know, the Ardennes in Bastogne. Only 10 times cold, I'll tell you.
So as the guy, he's already 86 years old, it's a bit difficult, you know, but and he was a child during the war. But here you can see on the other side of the picture, when they died, you know, the names here. So this one, Maurice, he died in 1945, probably. Joseph, he died in 1945. Paul, 1945. René, 1945. Alors René, il a été tué par le Gestapo?
C'est-à-dire, lui, il n'a pas été tué directement parce qu'il est revenu, en bateau.
Ah oui, mais...
Ouais. Et puis, les Américains ont bombardé le bateau et il est mort dans la Baltique.
Ah, c'était le bateau, le Wilhelm Gustloff?
Oh, ça, moi, je sais pas, il a été bombardé, puis c'est là qu'il est mort.
Ah oui, parce que le bateau Wilhelm Gustloff, c'est une grande histoire, qui était bombardé, en effet, par des Russes.
Donc là, c'était René.
Ok, so this guy, René, in 1945, he died in the Baltic, because the ship... with all the prisoners and all that, it got bombed. Well, he said by the Americans, but I think it was more like by the Russians. And there was this ship, the Wilhelm Gustloff. Et Paul, il est mort comment?
Paul, il est mort dans les camps.
Okay, Paul...
Et après, ils sont tous morts de faim, morts de...
Ouais.
Le Maurice aussi.
Il était mort dans quel camp, Paul?
Ah ben, moi... Okay.
So Paul, he died in a concentration camp in 1945. Et Joseph aussi, il est mort dans un camp de concentration? Joseph too.
Joseph, Maurice, ils sont tous morts dans les camps.
Maurice aussi. So Maurice and Joseph, they died in a concentration camp. By hunger, by starvation.
Donc, j'ai les noms des camps.
He doesn't know the names of the camps. So on the other side of the picture, so we got this, the names, yeah. Donc, celui, c'était quoi son nom encore?
Ça, c'est Maurice.
Oh, this was Maurice, this one here, young guy.
Ça, c'est Joseph.
Joseph.
ça c'est Paul.
Paul.
Et ça c'est René.
Celui-là, non?
Oui.
René. Yeah. So, 10 got deported, but they're not on it here. And 4 died shot and killed in the concentration camps. Yeah. But again, it's very rare. There was not much French resistance. And, well, the French people, they got betrayed by the politicians and the army anyway. You know, they didn't have any guns like in America. So, I mean, you already need 3 years or 4 years to get your guns together and all that, eh?
So these were the concentration camps where the entire family were sent to, and four never came back. And they got, like it says here, the towns are encircled where they went to. So this is encircled: Brandenburg, Dresden, Berlin, and I saw another one here. But anyway, if I compare this Flossenburg, Theresienstadt, then Mauthausen, Dachau, and Auschwitz, they're also, well, not really encircled. They got a square on around it. Oh, right, square and compass. No, but I don't think they thought about this here. Or maybe, because it's probably still the elite making these sort of things, eh? Even here, there's the square and compass. Can you believe it? Don't you think that the people themselves did this? Eh? This is from the government, eh? How brave they were. And it says, carte de concentration d'expérience et de centre d'euthanasie. These ones here, the round ones, which you can see here, they were euthanasia centers, like Brandenburg, Berlin, where they just, you know, whacked them all. I don't know what the difference is with between the euthanasias center and a extermination camp. It sounds all the same to me, eh? Not really the place you want to bring your holidays, eh? And here the same map, maybe a bit clearer. Oh, by the way, talking about concentration camps, well, they're back, people, and because of the bug wars. And I told you the Nazis have won the war. The Germans have lost it. Germans are going into the concentration camps, and the Nazis are keeping them there. There is a distinction between Nazis and Germans, people. And back then, you know, in the 30s, in Dachau, which was the first concentration camp, it was the same thing. They said, well, we do it for you. We want to protect you. It's for your own good. We protect you against those jaywalkers and against those anti-social elements and communists. And in the end, they put everybody in there. Eh? It's coming up, folks. Okay, back to the story and the other concentration camps. Maybe we can learn something of it for the future. Do we have a future at all?
Otto, parce que c'était un nom allemand.
Ah oui.
Donc, il s'est appelé Marcel. So et puis moi, quand je suis venu au monde, ils m'ont mis Marcel. J'ai le même nom que mon père.
So this guy here, this is his father. He came back from the concentration camp. Okay, le prochain. prochain.
Autre, pardon, l'autre. Non, mais si, il y a la tata, il y a les autres, ton corbeau. Tu parles de ceux-là aussi.
Elle aussi, elle était dans un camp, donc.
Oui, oui, ah bah oui.
So, she also was in a concentration camp, but she came back.
Mais j'ai le nom.
So, all the others, they were all in concentration camps, and they came back.
Tandis ceux-là, ils étaient à Paris. J'étais coiffeur à Paris. Ça, ma tante était ici.
Et toutes ces femmes, elles étaient aussi dans des camps?
Non, que celle-là. Que celle-là.
Ouais, ouais.
Il y en a qui n'étaient pas prisonnières.
Et montre ceux qui étaient dans les camps, comme le Tonto Corbeau.
Là, 10 garçons. Les 10 garçons étaient dans les camps.
Lesquels?
Toutes.
Ben, tu dis les noms, tu les montres, ils te filment. Tu dis les noms et tu dis où c'est qu'ils étaient en camp.
Bah ouais, mais moi, je préférerais il donnait le livre qu'il puisse relever pour avoir les noms des...
Ouais, moi aussi.
Des camps.
Ouais, moi aussi.
Oui, ben, tu l'auras, mais c'était pour lui montrer que voilà.
Mais cherchons-le, le livre.
Donc, il y a...
So, this is on the cemetery of Russet. And here's Jacquemet. They all died, the whole family. So this is why history is so important, people, because we know what they can do, and thus we better know what they're up to recognize the enemy, because it's the same old thing over and over again, and it's coming up, people. So here it says where they, the resistance fighters, they got all le rafle, they got like... arrested or attacked in March 27, 1944. Here says Joseph Jacquemet, he died in the camp of Brandenburg. Paul Jacquemet, he was 34. Paul Jacquemet, 27, the camp of Bergen-Belsen. René Jacquemet, only 21 years old, the camp of Neuengamme. This is what he said about the boat that sank in the Baltic. And Maurice Jacquemet, 20 years old, he died of fatigue, faiblesse, in the camp of Butzov. I don't know where that is.
So yeah, we're here at the cemetery, eh? This is the cemetery. It's windy, cold.
So I'm mostly talking about this family Jacquemet because I met them. So here says Charles Jacquemet, and I interviewed the old man. He escaped from the hospital in Montbéliard. Ida Jacquemet, the girl, she came back in 45 from the camp of Dresden. George and Marcel Jacquemet, they came back from the camp of Brandenburg, which was a euthanasia camp, what I just read here. And Robert and Henri Jacquemet, they came from the camp of Neuengamme. So there were 10 brothers and sisters, and 4 never came back. Right? And at this is interesting, the Montalembert, the castle, they also, in 1789, that's the date of the French Revolution, well, it's not a revolution, it was just a transition from the old world order, the vertical rule, to the New World Order horizontal Republican rule, and they got guillotined in Mesh. So one of the spies who betrayed them all is called Jacquemin, not Jacquemet, but Jacquemin, there's a difference. And the girl, Ida Jacquemet, when she was liberated by the Russians and the Americans, she was completely exhausted, épuisement complet. In 1945, I mean, worn out, burned out, whatever. And the interesting thing is, they called in those days, they used the same terminology, terrorists. Right? They still do it today. It's still the same thing, people. Concentration camps, we're still in the Nazi era, terrorists. They call the ones whom they said they did like the 9/11 all day, they call them terrorists. Well, it's all a lie, of course, you know. Same thing. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, talking so much about terrorists the last 20 years. But they used the same terminology during the Second World War, you know, to define a resistance fighter, you know. Well, in a way, the Muslims also resistance fighters, you know. Well, I mean, they shouldn't like attack innocent people, which I don't think they did. And but they're fighting in the Muslim countries for the, you know, for survival. I mean, dropping bombs, you know, with depleted uranium and. Killing them by the dozens, yeah? by the millions. So this is the name of this family, Jacquemet, and as you can see here, Joseph, he died in 1945, Paul, 1945, René, 1945, they were all very young. Maurice, 1945. And Mort pour la France, they died for France. Dans les camps nazis, in the Nazi concentration camp. Yeah. So, yeah, and if you look at the situation like today, I mean, all these people, they all give their lives for nothing, eh? We're still in a Nazi, in a big Nazi politics and fascist governments coming back, do this, put on a mask, you know. The Nazis won the war. We're still in the Third Reich.
So here it says one more time, the Jacquemin family, they had 10, that means 10 of their family members, they got deported. Here it says deportation, and 4 never came back. That was Joseph, Paul, Maurice and René. Fait unique en France, which is a unique fact in France. No other resistance family suffered a loss like this. Here were the verdicts by the Nazis, sont condamnés, the condemned. Henri Jacquemin, he was, the verdict was death. Robert Jacquemin, death. Paul Jacquemin, death. For this one here, he was death, a death sentence for helping the enemy, the terrorist. Paul Jacquemin, a death sentence for having weapons. René Jacquemin, a death sentence for owning weapons. Maurice, 5 years. This one also, Ida Marie, also 5 years. So we were here, Ida Marie, and here at the end, Georges Jacquemin, 3 years for helping the partisans and having weapons, and Joseph Jacquemin, that was the grandfather, I think, also 3 years, but 3 years in a concentration camp, right? And which is in most likely going to end up as a death sentence. Actually, why do I do this video in English? Well, it's quite simple, because the French don't even care about it. They don't care about their heroes. They don't honor them. They hardly participated in defending their own country. I can see that when I'm hitchhiking, or, you know, I've been sleeping outside here for 6 years, I hardly get invited. They don't care. So why should I do it in French then, eh? Sort it out yourselves. But I respect these people, and so I do it in English for the ones who do respect. So it's a shame that there's more people respecting the French resistance outside of France than inside of France.